So I'm happy to be here on this most auspicious day of the appearance day of Shri Gadadhar Pandit, who happens to be here also with us today, along with his friends. Gadadhar Pandit is one of the Panchatattva, and each of the Panchatattva is a very special personality. As we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Anya, Nahya, Anya. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And Lord Nityananda is Balaram himself, the first expansion of Lord Krishna. And for us, he's the original spiritual master. The initiating guru is said to be a representative of Lord Nityananda. And Advaita Acharya, he's a combined form of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva from the spiritual world. So the three of them, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya, Sri Advaita Acharya, they're all part of the Vishnu Tattva, the original personalities of Godhead. And then there is the Shakti Tattva, which is manifested by Gadadhar Pandit. He's the Lord's internal energy, better known as Srimati Radharani, the chief of all the internal potencies. Therefore, there is a very special place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement for Gaura Gadadhar, because it's Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and Srimati Radharani as Gadadhar Pandit. And then Srivas Thakur is the perfect Brahman, the leader of all the Jiva souls. Also, he happens to be Narada Muni. So if you're wondering where Narada Muni is, well, he's right here. So Gadadhar Pandit, he was a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. Generally, we think of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are in the mood of servitorship. And some of them, a few of them, were in the mood of Madhurya Rasa, a conjugal relationship, such as Sarup Damodar, Jagannanda Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit. It doesn't mean that they had a conjugal relationship in terms of what we think, but their mood was that of Madhurya Rasa, that is discussing the pastimes of Krishna, and the sweetness of Madhurya Rasa, at least, was in their relationship. So Gadadhar Pandit, he was born, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared at the age of 48, so Gadadhar Pandit was 1 year younger, I believe, than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left at 48. Gadadhar Pandit left 1 year later. Due to separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so much in anxiety that his health deteriorated very rapidly, so much so that the deity that he was serving at Jagannath Puri, known as Toda Gopinath, his arms couldn't stretch out and put the garland on Toda Gopinath. So Toda Gopinath, he bent down, he sat down actually, so that Gadadhar Pandit could put the garland around him. So he's the only Vishnu Tattva deity that's sitting down. I don't think the deities would do that for us. In any case, the prominent pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit, well, some of them that are mentioned, is when there is one devotee, Vallabha Bhatt. So Vallabha Bhatt was he was from another sampradaya. And as we recollect, that he was a great Brahmin and scholar. One time, Lord Chaitanya, along with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, went to visit him. They crossed the Ganges in a boat and visited him. that time Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic, and his, practically due to his ecstasy, the boat almost sunk. In any case, they made it across the Ganges, and Balabhava took care of them. And Lord Chaitanya discussed Radha and Krishna's pastimes with Balabhava for some time, and the relationship was very sweet. Later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Jagannath Puri, Balabhava appeared there, but he was rather proud of his scholarship. And he used to go every day and try to defeat the devotees. Not a good idea. Sometimes he went there and challenged Advaitacharya that why you devotees are, you're all chanting God's name. That according to the Vedic etiquette, the jiva's soul is prakriti, and his master, our husband, is the Supreme Lord. So the wife is not supposed to be chanting the name of her husband, so why are you chanting the name of Krishna? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he answered the question and said that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Gadadhar, by Balabhava, he asked him, why, tell me about the holy names of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya said, Mahaprabhu said, I don't really know very much about the names of Krishna. I only know Krishna has the name of, I believe it was Nanda Nandana and Jasoda Mati Nandana and Shyama Sundar. Otherwise, I don't have any knowledge of Krishna's names. One time, that Balabhava came to the assembly and declared that he had written a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam which surpassed the original commentary of Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami is the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And generally speaking, we're not supposed to declare that we have more knowledge than the original commentator. It's like saying, the leaf and the branch saying, we have much more energy than the root has. It doesn't make any sense because the leaves and branches get all their energy from the root. So one who tries to surpass the previous acharyas, then he becomes a sar or useless. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for his benefit, declared in the assembly, he said that anyone I think doesn't respect the Swami, I think is a prostitute. Because in the Vedic culture, the wife always calls her husband Swami. And therefore, if the wife disrespects the husband, it's considered to be very degrading for the wife. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that anyone who doesn't respect the Swami, referring to Sridhar Swami, I think is a prostitute. Therefore, in this way, Balabhava every day came to the assembly, tried to defeat the devotees, tried to establish himself as a very glorious personality, and every day he would become disgraced in the assembly of the devotees. So Balabhava was thinking, so in this way, he was in Jagannath Puri, he obtained a very negative reputation. No one really wanted to associate with him because it would be considered an offense. It's like instead of coming to the class here, everyone here went to the Gaudiya Math or something for breakfast. that's not so bad. But there it was considered that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had rejected this particular devotee, at least it appeared like that. And therefore, if one was associating with him, it seemed like they were going contrary to the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't accept him, then how can any common devotee accept him? But Vallabhabhat, he had some affinity for Gadadhar Pandit, and therefore every day he was coming to see Gadadhar Pandit, trying to get Gadadhar Pandit to listen to his commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vallabhabhat was known as a learned scholar, and therefore it was very difficult for Gadadhar Pandit not to accept his proposal to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. As a learned scholar and Brahmin, he had to be respected. On the other hand, Gadadhar Pandit realized that if I hear this Bhagavatam commentary that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has criticized and seemingly rejected, then all the devotees will be very disturbed with me. Why is he accepting the association of Vallabhabhat and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting him? Who does he think he is anyhow? But Gadadhar Pandit, finding himself in this predicament, decided that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows my desire, and therefore, although I'll listen to Vallabhabhat, still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not become angry at me. Although the devotees, seemingly out of love, devotional love, seemingly became angry at Gadadhar Pandit. Later on, of course, Vallabhabhat, he realized that why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always criticizing me? He was so affectionate to me when we were in Mayapur, and now every time I say anything comes out of my mouth, he has something to say about it, to criticize it. So then he realized that actually it's probably because I'm very proud. Just like Indra was chastised by Krishna, not because Krishna was malevolent towards Indra, but for Indra's own purification, because he was proud in order to cut down his pride. Krishna had arranged the lifting of the Govardhan Hill. So then Vallabhabhat, realizing that, went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrendered and asked for forgiveness, and that, of course, later on he still formed his own sampradaya. But he asked to take initiation from Gadadhar Pandit, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to. Similarly, there is another incident with Gadadhar Pandit, that Mukunda had asked Gadadhar Pandit to come with him to meet a great devotee named Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a very opulent personality. He was living in a very opulent house with servants. He was always dressed in very beautiful silk garments. He was sitting on a bed and smoking a hookah, dressed with gold, ornamented with gold and silver, fanned by a number of servants, being fed very opulent prasadam. So Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda went there, and Gadadhar Pandit said, "This is a great devotee, sitting there on a bed smoking a hookah, surrounded by servants, dressed in opulent clothing, eating the most delicious foods, ornamented with gold and silver, and this is a great renunciate and devotee." Mukunda, understanding the mind of Gadadhar Pandit, began to sing that famous verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam describing how who could be more merciful than Krishna, that Putana came with the idea of offering her poisoned breast to Krishna in order to kill him, but Krishna took the breast, sucked out her milk and her poison, and killed her, but gave her the same position as his mother in Goloka Vrindavan. So merciful Krishna is that even someone comes to kill him, somehow or another, he offers his mercy in such a way as that they become a liberated soul in the spiritual world. So who could be more merciful? So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this, he became so overwhelmed with ecstasy that his arms and legs started to frail in all different directions. And his bed broke, the hookah broke. the water pots fell over, his clothes became disarrayed, and he was rolling on the ground in ecstasy, crying. Then Gadadhar Pandit could understand that actually this is a great devotee, that internally he was absorbed in the mood of Krishna, but externally he appeared to be a worldly-minded person. In order to counteract his offense, he took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, of course, is a very special personality. Does anyone know who Pundarik Vidyanidhi is in Krishna's pastimes? He is the father of Radharani. And who is Gadadhara Pandit? It's Radharani. So it's a normal relationship that Gadadhara Pandit would take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In any case, in the pastimes of the Panchatattva, it is very hard to understand actually what's going on. Unless we're liberated souls, it's hard to figure out what's going on in any part of our books. Although Krishna consciousness is so nice that even we're not permanently situated on the liberated platform, as it says that by the performance of especially the five very powerful processes, namely hearing about Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or in this case, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or chanting the holy name, or worshiping the deities, or living in a holy place, or serving the devotees, that even a neophyte who's not very advanced in devotional service, if they do it with some concentration and sincerity, can experience bhava or ecstasy. But that is the platform that all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, that's the platform that all their activities are going on. And therefore, to understand their activities, one has to be on the platform of bhava. Or at least one has to be a liberated soul, because bhava is way beyond ruchi or asakti. At the stage of ruchi, then one, at the stage of nishta, one is always engaged 24 hours a day, even in one's sleep, one is thinking about Krishna. And at the stage of ruchi, not only is one is thinking about Krishna, but everything, the whole world appears to be pleasurable. Everything has a taste. Everything is enjoyable. And at the stage of asakti, the pleasure is so intense that the mind cannot help but think of Krishna very intently, especially Krishna's pastimes. Because there's just too much pleasure. And even for a moment, if the mind goes away from Krishna, immediately it comes back again, even without thinking, without any effort. I think most of us will admit that sometimes we think about Krishna. And even sometimes we think about Krishna, immediately the mind goes away from Krishna, without any effort. And at the stage of bhava, one's feelings towards Krishna are always full of transcendental emotion and love. So the relation between especially Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole Panchatattva is always on that platform of spontaneous love, ever increasing, flowing love and exchanges. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to leave Jagannath Puri to go on pilgrimage, Gadadhara Pandit, who is at that time living with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, then Gadadhara Pandit also came to Jagannath Puri, and he lived in a place called Tota something, what was that? Yameshwara Tota. He lived in a place called Yameshwara near the Jagannath temple, so he could associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he took a vow of Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas means that one lives in a holy place, such as Jagannath Puri, and makes a vow to stay there, specifically with the idea of just hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving Krishna there. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written in his books that this is the preferable way of taking vanaprastha in Kali Yuga, is to take a vow and live in a holy place. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri, Radha Pandit was feeling so much separation that he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he could go with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. He said, no, you can't go with me. You've taken the vow of Kshetra Sannyas. How can you leave your deity, Toda Gopinath? But Gadadhar Pandit said, no, your taking a vow to serve you is more important than serving taking millions of vows. And besides that, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, all the holy places are where you are. So if I'm with you, I haven't left my vow of Kshetra Sannyas because I'm with the place of all the pilgrimages. I'm the person. Wherever he is, all the places of pilgrimage are there. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't accept, and when he left Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit accompanied him, but from a distance. So after some time of going from place to place and seeing Gadadhar Pandit from a distance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Gadadhar Pandit, said, yes, all right, come with me for now. And then after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got on a boat to go on a further pilgrimage, and then he left Gadadhar Pandit there, who fainted at a separation. And Sarabhauma Bhattacharya picked him up, and they both, in great feelings of separation, went back to Jagannath Puri, and Sarabhauma Bhattacharya said that such as the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's see if I have anything else written here. Oh, Gadadhar Pandit has his own, if we look in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll find that Gadadhar Pandit has his whole line of disciples also. He's one of the principal branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find the main branch being Nityananda Prabhu, as well as Advaita Acharya have their branches, and as well as Gadadhar Pandit and Srivastava Thakura, they have their branches in our disciple succession with their particular mood of devotees. For instance, Lord Nityananda, certainly the mood of his devotees is that of Sakya Rasa. And Advaita Acharya, his mood of his devotees is mostly in the servitude rasa. And Gadadhar Pandit, the mood of his devotees is in Madhurya rasa. One of his devotees, just to mention, one of the disciples of Gadadhar Pandit was Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya. Nice to have a disciple like Achyutananda. Any questions? Comments? Yes. Well, in our line of teachers, he's known as the original commentator. I don't know. I mean, that's what it said. I have no further information. Yes. Well, he's an ever-liberated soul, perfect devotee of Krishna. personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't know, who was it? Was it Achyutananda, that Lord Chaitanya? Who was it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his toe in his mouth? I think that was Achyutananda. And then he began to recite perfect poetry, Sanskrit poetry, when he was 3 years old. So, if you know anyone who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his foot, his toe into his mouth, began to recite perfect poetry, he's a good candidate for initiation. I'm sure he'd take anyone who gave him initiation back to Godhead. Anything else? Yes. Nishta. Yeah. As soon as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Buddha Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakangshiti Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. That at the stage of Brahma Buddha, one doesn't hanker and lament, and he sees everyone as a spiritual being. So that's the stage of Nishta. There's no more Narthas. There's no more aparat. Or at least even if the material consciousness slightly is present, it doesn't disturb one's devotional service. So one is actually on the platform of real devotional service. His activities are performed out of devotion, not out of lust or anger or greed or attachment or aversion. Yes. We can experience some ecstasy. You get a free pass, the Baba. I mean, sometimes it appears that way in Chaitanya Charitamrita that some malecha, some Muslim malecha or something is meat eater, they're described, and somehow or another they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they become overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy and they become pure devotees. Like someone like a moga, blaspheming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to his house and touches him, says the moga, rise up, and he becomes, by the touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, becomes overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy. But these personalities are not ordinary personalities. These are personalities who have achieved a very high level of devotional service in their past lifetime, if they're not Nityasiddha devotees, but they're accompanying Lord Chaitanya for his pastimes, for a certain, displaying a certain pastime with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's not like some common person gets to be in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and suddenly displays transcendental ecstasy out of nowhere. Otherwise, we think, well, why doesn't Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, touch me or something? But I got to go through this whole process. Yes.
What is the connection between Rukmini and Gadadhar Pandit?
I don't know if there's any connection. What do you think there's a connection?
If I remember correctly, in Lord Chandra's Tatvas, Chaitanya Mangala, in the beginning, there is a pastime.
Yeah, but these things are not really understandable by us. I mean, Rukmini, she is the manifestation, according to the our Rupa Goswami, Lalita Madhava, he's a manifestation of Chandravali. Well, Satyabhama is closer in the sense that she's a manifestation, she's a expansion of Radharani. But there's no interchange between the pastimes in Dwarka and the pastimes in Vrindavan or the pastimes in Navadvipa. They're different pastimes. They're in a different... They don't get mixed up together. Yes?
Do
Yes. Well, Gadadhar Pandit was in the mood of submission. So was Rukmini. While Satyabhama was in the mood of counter. But therefore I say that these moods don't get mixed up so much. We don't try to figure it out in our level how to mix them up. One time someone asked Prabhupada, what is the relationship between Radharani and Balaram? Prabhupada became very angry. He didn't appreciate the question very much. It's not really within our realm of understanding. We don't even know what's the difference between matter and spirit. We're trying to figure out what the relationship is between Rukmini and Gadadhar Pandit. Anything else? Yeah, here we are. We're part of the line. Well, we belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. You know, we're coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our principal Charya is Srila Rupa Goswami, who's in a branch coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we trace it back. We're Rupanugas, our line. Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the head of our Sampradaya. Krishna. Yes. What has that got to do with this class? Now we're getting to the demons. We can't understand the devotees, so no. Now let's see if we can understand the demons. I guess they're closer to our heart. Well, he doesn't represent any of the Panchadasa, that's for sure. Anything else? What's that? Chankazi. Did you say Kansa or Chankazi? He's an incarnation, I believe, of Kansa, isn't he? Yeah, but that's a whole different thing. I mean, he's the liberated version. Just like Jagai and Madai, they're Jai and Vijay fallen, who went through the successive births of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Shishupal and Dantavakra. And Ravana and Kumbhakarna. But we don't really look at their, when they became liberated as Madhai and Jagai, I mean, we don't really think that they're demons anymore. They're great personalities, great devotees. Besides that, they started out as Jai and Vijay. It's not an ordinary position to be a gatekeeper in Dwarka. And in Vaikuntha. Anything else? Okay, so we only have 5 minutes left before the feast. I think that's enough time. Thank you very much. Grandura Ashila Gadarhar Panda Kidai Shri Panchatattva Kidai Shri Shigornitai Kidai Gaur Premanande.